We're in Simen Tofnun Tes, the halachas of baking matzis, and we will be doing Sifim, Gimel, and Dalet. Sif Gimel, imayisha shehi losha. If the woman that is kneading the dough, he makatefes bamayim, she is also putting water on the matzah to smoothen it out. Lo sakate baosamayim shemetsanenes bohem yodeho. If she has water that she keeps dipping her hands into to keep them cold, and she also has water that she puts on the matzah to help it bake later, to help it bake better, she should not go and use the same water for the tomb, because when she puts her hands into that water, the water becomes warm, and it'll make the dough warm. She should have a separate keli of water that she cools her hands off in. It says the Rama Hagom Yibavra Velot Simna Yodea Mutter, but if she bechlal didn't cool off her hands, that's mutter also. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that Lamaisa, if she used that water itself, the matzis will not be usher b'dievet, although the Prima Gadim has a suffix. Now the mashmos of the Rama is that b'dievet, if she didn't cool off her hands, it's good also. But lechatchila, the one who is kneading the dough has to cool off their hands. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a yeshomrim that you bechlal don't have to cool off your hands unless this is the same woman that puts the matzah into the oven. There we say that her hands get hot. If she feels that her hands got hot, then she should really cool them off. And even by stam, there's a makom lahachmir, because there are many deists like that in the Rishonim that you really are mechuyev to, and that is the mashmos of the Rama. Lamaisa, as far as I understand, that is not the minhag today. Dalet im losh acher zman iser chometz. If someone is kneading dough after the zman iser chometz, which means on erev Pesach after chatzos, elu hamayim im shar hamayim shirotzim bem hareva. The water that she's using to cool off her hands, together with the water that you clean out the kalim with, lo yishbechem ela b'mokam medoran. You should only throw it in a place that is on an angle, so that the water will roll down and not collect. Kadesh lo yiskaptsu b'mokam echad v'yachmitz, so that the water will not sit still in one place, and the little pieces of dough inside are going to become chametz. This is talking about both the water that's used to cool her hands with, as well as the water for kituf that you smooth the top of the matzah with. The reason being that when she does this, she dips her hands in order to get the water from there, and her hands have dough on them. Now, this is all after the Zman Isser, and how about before the Zman Isser? So there you can just spill them out anywhere. The Bach and the Taz hold that even Kodem Zmano, the right thing to do is not allow it to collect somewhere and become chametz thick. Says the Rama now, Hagav, Vakelim shemetaktem bem hamatzis, the kelim with which you prepare the matzah, Vahasakin shechotrim bo ha'isa, as well as the knife with which you cut the dough, Yigarim tamid b'shas asiyah, you should always be scraping them at the time you make it, Shlo yidabek bem habatzek, that the dough shouldn't stick to it. And when you're done, yadichem, you should wash them out, v'yinagvim heitev, and dry them well, lachzer l'takam em pamshenis, in order to use them a second time. V'zeo adiv tfeim imashinogom l'garon, and washing them is better than just scraping them. Hiyef shalanakos heitev ayidei greira, because it's impossible to really clean them well by just trying to clean it dry. V'hamachmir yagaron v'achakach yadichon, and a machmir will do both. Ubiyantif mutil asoso ideini Yehudi, and Yantif, you cannot wash this out on your own, but you're allowed to do it by way of a non-Jew. Femeinein Yehudi yatilein litzonin, and if there's no non-Jew around, put it into cold water. O yitnein lataner, or actually put the kalim into the oven, sheyofe habotzek shaleim, so that whatever dough is in the kalim will bake. Varevish sheef shalosis dover besocho, an areva, the kneading trough that you can use as a keli, you can keep things in it. Mutter lahadiach, the halach is that can be washed out. There's an issur of washing dishes that are not going to be used in Yantif. So most of the stuff that you use, or the rolling pin, for example, you have no intentions of using on Yantif altogether when you're done baking matzahs. Not so the actual mixing bowl. That's a simple bowl. You can use that for anything on Yantif. V'yeshli zor bareva shaloshem bo shleya shum guma. Another halacha now. You should be careful that the bowl that you're mixing the dough in should not have any nicks. osedek or a split, shlo yuchal lenakro acha alisha, because we're afraid that you won't be able to clean it after you roll out the dough, after you knead the dough. V'tachmitz is going to become chametz. V'chachar k'shechozav alashbo misar b'batzik, and then later when you go make a second dough in it, it will get some of that chametz on it. V'lo yitin hareva al karo keses tsemer b'shas alisha. We do not keep the bowl on something that is made of wool at the time that you're kneading, shemachamim ha'areva, because we're afraid that's going to warm up the bowl, aval al shel or shari, but on a leather one, that would be mutter. Now, in the case where you had dough on the keli, so you decided to bake it, our minig would not be to eat the dough anyway. And since we wouldn't eat it anyway, because we don't rely that it baked well, one shouldn't do this on yantif, because you're ending up baking shalol etzarech. Now, another thing you can do is be mafkir, any dough that's left on it before it becomes chametz. And this is only in your rishus and rishus harabim. There's no problem altogether. In the case of a mixing bowl that has a nick in it, what you should do is widen it so that you're going to be able to, or the same thing with a crack, widen it so that you're going to be able to take the chametz. The best thing is to do Haggadah then before Pesach and actually go and repair it. The minig is to wash all the kalim after a few doughs in a way that you shouldn't have 18 minutes from when you started. And the medakdikim make sure to have two separate sets of kalim. And while one is being used, the other one is being washed. And this way they'll always be clean in time for the next run.